May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. In our collect this morning, we hear the words, "Among the swift and varied changes of the world, may our hearts surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found." We are certainly living in a world where there are swift and varied changes. Everything that seemed familiar has shifted. The economic order, our health, the health of others, our sense of security seems to be disappearing. And where there was once hope, there seems to be fear. Swift and varied changes are certainly a part of our life as we find them right now. But in both our Old Testament lesson and in our gospel this morning, we hear that God continues to work. That God continues to work even where there seems to be no hope, even where there seems to be no direction in which to look. The bones are dry, we hear in Ezekiel. There is no hope, there is no chance of life, there is nothing there. But God speaks. And life begins. In our gospel lesson, Jesus is told that Lazarus is ill. And Mary and Martha send a message to Jesus and say, "Jesus, come quickly because you can do something here. We want you right this minute to change things." But it doesn't happen that way. Things don't work out as Mary and Martha had planned. They thought Jesus would just appear, wave his arms, and everything would be just fine. But yet they still believe. Even when it didn't happen the way they thought, they believed in the hope and promise that Jesus gave. So when Jesus does appear, just as in the Old Testament lesson, he finds death. He finds that Lazarus has died and is already in the tomb. And he is moved by the amount of pain that those around him were feeling. Once again, Mary and Martha say, "Jesus, do something. Do something that is going to make a difference." Jesus goes to the tomb with them. He says to roll the stone away, and they say, "Lord, you really don't want to do this, because it's too far gone." But then Jesus says something that I think we all need to hear and we all need to remember as we are waiting for the presence of God as we know him in Jesus to do something here and now. Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? Did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" At the close of morning or evening prayer, there's a wonderful grace that we can say. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church. and in Christ Jesus forever. We will see the glory of God. We will see the glory of God working through these events, because the glory of God will be working in and through us, touching lives, touching hearts, and giving hope. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. There is hope. There is promise among the swift and varied changes of the world, because Jesus Christ lives in and through us as we become the body of Christ in this community and in the lives of everyone we touch. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.